We're at Latitude Festival on Saturday morning. I'm very happy to be joined by Ross and Jeff from the Futureheads. Hi.
Hello, mate.
How are you getting on?
Yeah, very good, thanks. Yeah, well, to be honest, this time last year, I didn't expect to be here talking to two of the Futureheads at Latitude Festival. I mean, I thought the band were, you know, in a nice way, I thought the band were done and dusted. So what happened?
Yeah, I mean, we sort of rather kind of unceremoniously sort of just stopped playing about 5 or 6 years ago. And we got talking about 18 months ago about how nice it would be to have another stab at making a record and just seeing what happened. And here we are. Here we are.
Was there any particular one of you who thought, we'll see if I can get the band back together? Or were you all kind of thinking of it at the same time?
I mean, I think... Well, basically, what happened was that Barry started getting a couple of offers to do a few Futureheads like solo gigs, and Ross said, like, well, if you're fitting well enough to do them, mate, why don't we think about doing something together? And then you just kind of, we went out for a beer and we had a bit of a night out and just had a bit of a chat about the good times and just thought, like, let's make a record, you know, and see what happens. If we want to make a record for us, then we'll just see if anyone else is interested, type of thing, and let's see, go from there.
Well, I guess they're interested because here we are at Latitude and you're on the main stage.
Yeah, you know, what's been nice actually is having a sort of, the album's not out till the end of the summer, but we've still managed to kind of get a fairly busy summer of festivals, you know, and this one, we've never played Latitude before. This is our first time here, so it's nice to have a cool main stage slot, you know. I think it'll be a good one for us.
And judging by the results of the new songs that have been released so far, it doesn't sound like there was a problem with you all getting back into the groove. It sounds very Futureheads, really.
Right, well, I mean, I think we just do what we do. We wanted to make a guitar record. All love playing our instruments, all love the singing. And it was very much kind of like just slipped back into being in the band in a kind of really, really fun way for us. You know, like the recording process was dead easy. It was a bit different, you know. But, I think we are where we are. Like, we're all a little bit older, we're all a little bit, like, got other things going on in our lives, but we're all very much committed to, like, making a record that sounded like the Futureheads, and two, and a record that sounded like the Futureheads.
It's so refreshing to hear you say that you want to make a guitar record again, because so many bands do that, and then they want to move on, and they start experimenting, and synths, and everything. But listening to some of the tracks from Powers, I mean, it sounds like First Day all over again, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think... over the years we've sort of gone and done sort of various things. We made that a cappella record, for instance, and you know, experimented with tempos and arrangements and stuff, but I think we know what we are and what we like, and that's playing fast guitar music, you know, with loads of harmonies and loads of kind of intricacy, and I think that's what people respect from us as well, you know. And also on a, you know, festival environment like this, people want some energy, don't they? Do you know what I mean? I think that it works in our favour, really, big festival slot, because there's a lot of speed and power and kind of energy in what we do.
Yeah, it needs to wake people up, really, doesn't it? No matter what time of the day.
It's important to do that at a festival, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. What can you tell us about Powers? Is there a theme lyrically going through the album? You're all older and wiser and doing other things, or...?
I think we made the record in a bit of a different way for us, you know. We kind of we chipped away at it very slowly, musically, and we'd recorded the full album instrumentally before we put any vocals down, which we've never done before. It's the sort of first time we've ever done it like that, and I think that partly that was because we'd been away for so long, and I think between the four of us, we were slightly nervous about the identity of the album. And, you know, lyrics are really where an album takes on a kind of characteristic of its own, you know, it becomes about something all of a sudden. And so I think that was quite a slow process. It's an intensely personal album that might not be immediately obvious, I think, you know. And obviously the way that we split our songwriting means that everyone brings something to the table. There's songs by everybody on the record, but I think Powers is a good name for it, because I think we're all it's that collective mentality with the Futureheads. It's always about everyone having something slightly different to bring to the table, and we're more than the sum of our parts, if you see what I mean. And I think that kind of sums it up quite nicely, really.
It's interesting what you're saying about writing the music first and the lyrics to fit. Is that difficult? Does that make you write? Does it make it easier to write lyrics because you're fitting a rhythm, or do you think, actually, this is what I want to write about and I just can't find a song to fit it?
It just depends on the song, doesn't it? I mean, like, in the past when we've done things, you often hear the lyrics and you work out your parts based on what Barry or what Ross would have written, and other times you don't hear them at all. So it was very peculiar to have like 12 or 13 instrumental tracks laid down and be like, what is going on here? But in the same breath, you just think like, well, that's just the way this record's been done, and that's quite nice. Every record has a certain snapshot that you're trying to capture, and ours is this point in our life. You know, we were on the third album, for instance, we went to Spain to make an album. That's never going to happen now. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And I'm glad we did that. You know, the first album took 2 or 3 years of convoluted recording processes. You know, like, they're all different and they're all good for that.
You wouldn't want a few months in Spain. You want to stay here in the rain with the rest of us, don't we?
Right,
holding up at the moment.
Thunderstorms coming.
Yeah, you got no rest after today. You mentioned you've got a lot of festivals going on. You've got tram lines and track and Neverworld, and suddenly it is 2004 again, isn't it?
Well, you know, I think it's sort of good that we can get up there and sort of roll back the years a little bit, definitely. But equally, there's a new record on the horizon for us, and that's important. Yeah. So we're playing some stuff off that. And, we didn't want to come back in that sort of nostalgic sense, you know, of just kind of rifling through a lot of old back catalogue. It's important that there's new music and that there's a purpose to it, really. You know, we don't want it to kind of be a nostalgia trip for ourselves as much as anything. You can't really affect how the audience feel about the band, but I think the response has been good so far to the new stuff, I have to say.
So what's on the horizon after the tour? Are you going to... obviously, you've got the promo for the album and everything, but are you thinking about going back to your various solo projects and band projects, or are you thinking about album number 7?
I mean, at this point, I think we're just concentrating on having a really good time over the summer.
Yeah.
And we've got a little tour coming up in December where we're going to play the first album all the way through.
Oh, OK.
And then do probably a little bit of a cappella and like a few of the later tunes and stuff like that. And just have a really good Christmas, and then, you know, probably think about writing some more songs.
See how the festivals go, and see how got on with each other again, really.
Well, I mean, that's not a worry, you know. Like, at this point, I think it's all about having fun for us, and like, we're having a really good time writing, recording, touring, festivals, and as long as that keeps going, well, why not keep doing it?
Yeah, it's great. Well, thanks very much for having a chat with us today. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing you in a couple of hours' time.
Nice one, pal. Cheers, mate. Thank you. Cheers.